we believe that this is not only illegal by the company, but it morally and principally it's an absolute own goal by the company, and that to actually just come in here and announce that they're going to take this away from what are very long-serving members of staff. We have written to the company, expressing our annoyance at the company's position and that they went off on a solo run and declared their intentions to the affected members of staff without engaging in the first instance, as would be expected and would be proper with, you know, ordinary industrial relations, to contact the union. We have had a reply back from the company as of late yesterday. We have concerns about the wording within that response from the company, and that they talk about discussions and conversations. They seem to be ignoring the fact that industrial relations is not discussions and conversations, it's actual negotiations. And it's our intention that if the company aren't going to play ball and make sure that they play ball, we will resist this at every opportunity. It's a line in the sand.
What legal route can you take to, as you believe it, uphold the rights of your membership to retain their rates?
We're not in a position at this moment in time to decide how we're going to take this, but we will use the industrial relations machinery that's in the country as a means to progress our position. Ultimately, you know, it'll fall back onto the members that if, you know, we don't get what we want, which is absolute protection for these group of workers in terms of the rates of pay and terms and conditions, then we will have to do whatever we have to do. And that might be up to including industrial action.
There has been a lot of comment on this on social media over the past 48 hours, including calls for a boycott. Is that something that Mandate would endorse?
Not at this stage. We wouldn't be into the realms of boycotting. But look, let's be honest here. This type of development, and it's only one in a long list of recent industrial relations demise between ourselves and the company. This has all sort of been borne out on the development of what was happening in the boardroom over in London with this particular company. They're actually, you know, facing issues of fraud and accusations, and they're being sued by shareholders. And it really is the case that, you know, the Irish workers are paying for this. They are a profitable company in Ireland. They've declared that they're profitable. They won't tell us how profitable, but they are. They're the second biggest retailer in the country. Only 6 months ago, they were the first biggest retailer. So they are profitable, and they're using the profits of the Irish company to basically pay off the obvious losses and debts that they've incurred because of piss-poor management.